You know, it's interesting because when I saw that case, of course, we've been doing CME and ovarian cancer for a long time. And there we've been talking about PARP inhibitors. There are three of them that are approved, not just BRCA, but on all of ovarian cancer. But in breast cancer, it's interesting now. Like, I'm trying to figure out, are people going to use a platinum agent, for example, triple negative first? Are they going to use a PARP inhibitor first? Or are they going to use what they actually do in ovarian cancer, which is platinum and then PARP maintenance? From your point of view, theoretically, you know, putting aside cost and reimbursement, what would you ideally like to do in a patient like this?
In a patient like this, Neil, young patient, motivated, I would have used the combination of Gemcitabine plus a PARP inhibitor. I would have done it upfront, but to me, and I talked to him about it, about the PARP inhibitor, but he wasn't prepared to pay for it himself. So in a patient like this, you see, in pancreatic cancer, when they're symptomatic, I'm still unsure if just using a PARP inhibitor alone by itself will be the right thing. I still want the power of the cytotoxic combination. And I would have, in a young patient like this, I would have put the whole thing together upfront to get the best chance of getting him into a remission.